And we're so glad to be joined on the second half of Mugs in the Morning on this Friday, April 3rd, with a lady from Bridgeport is involved in an agriculture leadership program known as the LEAD program. It's been around for 44 years, and we welcome to the show Alexis Corman from Bridgeport. How you doing, Alexis?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you just completed your seminars for year one. It's a two-year program that you're involved in. Before I ask you about what you've gleaned so far out of this LEAD program, tell us a little bit, just kind of give us an overview for folks that maybe haven't heard about this or can't remember, because we've talked about it. I talked with a director last year at some point about the program, and I know they're always recruiting people for it, but kind of give us an overview of what this LEAD program is about.
Sure. So yeah, it's an agriculture leadership program. It is a 2-year program. We have 12 seminars across the state of Nebraska. We go from Chadron all the way to Omaha and everywhere in between. And each seminar is based on a different issue in agriculture, issue in our state, something that directly affects our industry and our communities across Nebraska. And so we spend usually 3 days at whatever location we're at, and we hear from speakers, we talk with each other, we get to go on amazing tours, and really we're just trying to make connections across the state and learn as much as we can so that when we're done at the end of our 2 years, we can go back to our communities and make an impact.
And are you a farmer slash rancher in the Bridgeport area then?
My family is, yeah. So I am fourth generation. And then at the moment, I work for Western Cooperative, for Westco out of Alliance, and I do all of our marketing and advertising. And before I was doing that, I was doing agronomy for them. So I am very heavily involved in the ag industry, and I have been for my whole life.
So what attracted you to this program when you heard about it and were being recruited?
Well, I have several friends that have went through the program before, and actually a couple of my coworkers have went through it, and they just told me, have you ever heard of this? And I said, well, yeah, I thought about it, and they said, you should really try it. You know, they told me about how amazing their experience was, the connections they made, everything they learned, and I thought, you know what, why not? I'll give it a try, and I've been pretty involved in different leadership things throughout my high school and collegiate career, and so I thought it would be a really great opportunity to get a chance to expand my leadership and my personal skills to bring back to my little community of Bridgeport.
All right. So let's kind of hit some of the highlights of what you learned so far. I see your first seminar was back in the fall of 2025, September, there at the UNL East campus on leadership assessment and potential. So does that just kind of set you up for what's to come?
Yeah, so our first seminar was really just an introduction. This is what the program is going to be. This is what you can expect. Meeting the rest of the group, there's 27 of us this year, and just kind of getting us ready and geared up for the year ahead, excuse me. My favorite seminar this year actually was when we got to come out to the panhandle out here. A lot of the people from Eastern Nebraska, you know, they might have driven through the panhandle out here. They might have been here a time or two, but they really didn't know everything that our ag industry has to offer out here. So it was really cool to be able to show that to them and help them learn everything about, you know, out here sugar beets are a big deal. And that's not as big of a deal back in Eastern Nebraska. And right. So it was really cool to be able to teach them about that.
And that was your second one in October that you were referring to there, UNL, NREEC in Scotts Bluff. Most of these seminars, they're 3-day deals, aren't they? So, I mean, you can cover a lot of ground in 3 days.
Yes, absolutely. We always cover a lot of ground. And we get to see different universities, but different college aspects across the state too. So we've been at Union College, we've been at UNK, we've been at Creighton, and of course at UNL. So that's really neat to see too, to see some of those campuses if you haven't seen those before. So that's really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you probably enjoyed that, having the folks from the eastern side of the state and getting to school them a little bit about what makes it tick out in the Panhandle, huh?
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. And I mean, even, you know, I've been in the Panhandle my whole life, but even I still feel like I learned new things while we were doing that, which was really cool, I thought, too. And it just, I think the one of the coolest parts about this program is that all of us in the program, you know, we obviously have a lot of similarities. We have a lot in common. We're all involved in agriculture, but we all come from different parts of the state and different facets of agriculture. So there's so much that we learn from each other every time we get together, about the industry, about different things that we each do every day. And I think that's just really neat.
Yeah, you get to share your knowledge, and that's always good to have a group of people that are like-minded and willing to do that and just want to be helpful, and things you store away that may come in handy someday, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, I think that's the biggest part of it. It's the connections we make, that they're not just for these 2 years. It's for, you know, for the rest of our lives. And these things that we learn are not just to, you know, get us through these 2 years. It's to come back and make real changes in our communities.
On to seminar three here, and that was early November last fall. Leadership through communication was a theme, and that was at UNK and Kearney.
Yeah, that seminar was a lot of fun. We got to do, a lot of learning about doing stuff like this, learning about talking on the radio, going out and being a part of career fairs, after harvest days, all those kinds of things, how we can communicate effectively with people within our industry and outside of our industry that may not know a whole lot about agriculture or may want to get involved and just don't know how. And so that was really, really awesome seminar, at UNK.
Yeah, got a lot out of that one. And then in January, you'd mentioned Union College. That was the one that hosted that one in late January, our political process. So was that centered around the legislature or state government in general?
Yeah, it was. So we spent the first day at Union College there learning a lot about Union College in general and the Seventh-day Adventist kind of education system and what Union College is and what they do, which was really neat. I mean, I'd seen Union College before, driven by the campus, but I didn't know a whole lot about it, so that was awesome. And then we spent the last 2 days at the Capitol. We spent talking to lots of different people in the Capitol. We got to hear from Governor Pillen, which was awesome. And really, that part was focused on getting us ready for our national seminar, which was the following one, just a few days later.
All right. That I don't see the national. Oh, yeah. Was that the one in the national study group one in February you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. That was our 10-day seminar. So we got to spend 10 days traveling from Kansas City to Washington, D.C. to Chicago for that one.
Okay. What was your big takeaways from those days in three different cities?
Oh, man, there were so many. you know, that was a fantastic opportunity. There were so many things we learned. But I think the biggest thing is that, for me anyways, was that it doesn't matter where you go, ag is connected. Ag is involved. People eat agriculture in some sort of facet all across our country. And even in D.C., you know, sometimes we think that the people in D.C. don't always understand what we're going through out here or don't understand the struggles and the problems that we have. But as we were out there talking to these leaders and getting to visit all these places, they do understand. There's a lot of people that are working really hard out there to make sure that our voices out here are heard and make sure that the issues that we're facing are being addressed. And that was really, really neat to see.
So you got a lot of air time, and then a lot of good time discussing various things during that 10 days. I also see you had a nuclear energy seminar at Peru State College.
Yeah, so that one will be coming up, which is really awesome. That one will be next year, and we get to learn a lot. Like, we get to go tour Cooper Nuclear. And we get to learn a lot. We learned a lot at our last seminar just recently here in North Platte about the power system and the energy, how it works in Nebraska, and then we get to continue that with Peru State College next year. So that's going to be really awesome, and I'm really excited for that.
Okay. And then Creighton University hosted one in March on social issues. You wouldn't think that would come up with agriculture, but what'd you get out of that one?
Yeah, you nailed it on the head. You wouldn't think that would necessarily come up with agriculture, but it definitely does. You know, it was really neat to have a different perspective of the things that our cities and our state is facing. We talked a lot about homelessness. We talked about the VA system. We talked about Boys Town. We got to visit Boys Town and learn about that, which was really neat. It's something I'd never experienced before, and we really got to see how the issues that we're facing that are not necessarily directly, you know, involved with agriculture every day are still related to our industry and the different ways that we can still get involved and help that will make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Interesting how that can connect with agriculture. And you mentioned the most recent seminar was just this past Sunday through Tuesday at the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture in Curtis, and revolved around natural resources, water, and energy. And I'm sure you got a lot of good things that you're going to utilize going forward.
Yeah, so that one was pretty neat. We got to do a lot with MPPD for that one. We got to tour Gerald Gentleman Station, which is always interesting to see. Mm-hmm. And then we got to learn a lot about the different forms of like hydropower, nuclear energy, all those things that are across our state. And to be honest, I did not realize you know, how much of that was actually across our state. I knew there was a few places, but it's everywhere. It's such a huge deal, especially going forward as our state continues to grow, especially the eastern end, the population continues to grow. The way that our power system works and the way that we are expanding in order to support everyone is really interesting. And so I feel like that was one of the seminars that I probably learned the most at over these last several for this first year.
So you get a little bit of a break between the first year and the second year, and start back up with more seminars starting in September. Is that what you're looking at?
Yep, we got a little bit of a break for the summer now, and then we start back in September. Actually, out here in the Panhandle, we start in Chadron. And the really, I guess, exciting thing for us, I think, about that seminar is we get to find out where we're going for our international seminar. So that will be really fun. But again, it's just, you know, a cool opportunity to have everybody out here in the farther west end of the state and kind of show them what all we have to offer out here, and all the fun things that we can do on our end of the state. But yeah, sure. We start back in September in Saturn, and then we head back east.
Yeah, you got a lot of good things coming up, and I know you and the others in the group probably most interested to find out about getting to travel overseas. That is probably going to be revealed here in the next, I'm guessing, 2 to 3 months, as they always take an international trip, and you're going to take one next January is what you're looking at?
Yep, January of 2027. So we get to find that out here in September, and it's, you know, we can only go there. We really can go anywhere. The previous classes have gone all over the world. This most recent class got to go to Spain, Portugal, and Morocco, which would be incredible. So we're all really anxious to find out where we get to go and excited to see what we can learn from that. But I think in general, which is another really cool thing about this program, we've already talked about as a group planning a summer trip of some sort to get together. You know, we have a few months break, but we don't want to wait that long to get together and see each other and, you know, just continue to grow this relationship and this network that we're having and continue to learn from each other, which I think is really neat. And so just really, really excited about the next year coming up.
I'm sure you feel like you've already got a great benefit out of this through 1 year of the program. Do you have anything that you feel like directly applies to what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. So I, here in Bridgeport, I'm involved in a couple different boards. I'm part of the Fair Board and part of the Building Champions Foundation, and we are working really hard to raise some money and build a new exhibit hall and some new animal barns for our county fair. And, you know, through this program, I've got to talk to a lot of these people about some of the projects like that they're involved in. the ways that they've raised money, the ways that they've applied for grants, different things that they've done and projects like this that they've done in their own communities. And so I think that's really helped me kind of bring some ideas back that I can, you know, talk to the other board members about and just say, hey, maybe we should try this. Maybe this is something we haven't looked at yet, something that can ultimately make it better for our community and for our 4-H and FFA kids as we get headed into the summer months and ready for the fair. So I think that's a big part of it. And another big part is, excuse me, just developing my own leadership philosophy. I didn't realize, I mean, I thought I had it figured out, but I'm learning that I did not. And that's okay. And it's probably going to change even before the second year is over. And I'm really excited about that.
So it's kind of helped refine how you view what you do, basically, with your job and what you're involved in there with the fair board, and kind of narrow it down, give you a little more focus.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it helps. It's just helping me kind of determine who I really want to be as a leader and how I want to lead in my community and my everyday job. And like I said, I think that's probably still going to change a little bit sure. over the next year, but I think that's really awesome.
I like what you sent me, and it has the kind of the motto of the LEAD program there on the bottom: to prepare and motivate men and women in agriculture for more effective leadership. That's what it's all about. And if people want more on the LEAD program, I'm sure they can just go online and find the website just by doing a search for Nebraska LEAD program, LEAD, and probably just go to the website and learn everything they wanted to learn about it, right?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, we have a website, we have an Instagram, and there's all kinds of information. Curtis, our director, does a great job of posting things all the time and keeping everyone updated on what each class is doing and what we've got going on. And right now, actually, is our big recruitment period. Applications for the next class are about to open. So, yeah, I would encourage everybody to go online and check it out. And if you even have a little bit of an inkling, think that you might be interested in it, go for it and apply, because it is 1,000% worth it as a program, and it's an incredible program.
Yeah, I had the privilege of chatting with Curtis last year. He stopped by our studio, so we taped an interview too, going gearing up for last year's program, and it sticks in my mind just how enthusiastic he is. He's got a lot of energy, doesn't he?
He does, and I don't know how he does it, because he does. We've got two classes running at once. So he does, he'll have a seminar for class 43, and then he'll have ours pretty much the next week. So it's back to back to back all the time. And I don't know how he does it, but he does a really great job.
Yeah. So. You got to have a ton of energy. That's the thing about these things. They overlap too. And you sent me what LEAD, the second year of LEAD 43 went through, and you're right, they about the same, the way they schedule these things is just pretty much back to back, and things in almost every month, and that's a crazy schedule. I'm sure he looks forward to a little rest and recovery in the few months in between the classes, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. He probably has a vacation planned here and there, as he should. he works really hard to make sure that all of these seminars are really engaging, and we have great speakers, and everything's lined up really well. Him and the ladies in the office down in Lincoln, they all three of them do. And so it's just an incredible program. It's, you know, there's never a dull moment.
So. No, I'm quite sure of that. kharms3@unl.edu is Curtis's email, but we just encourage anyone that wants to know more about the program just to go to the website, as you mentioned, or Facebook or Instagram pages, and it'll have a lot of good information. Like you said at the beginning, you know, you kind of had thought about it, you'd heard about the program, but it took someone kind of to put a bug in your ear and kind of get you to think about it a little bit more, that this might be something beneficial. And I can just hear your enthusiasm relating what you've learned so far, that this is just year one and you got one more year, that you're really looking forward to applying this to your life, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm very glad that there was a few people that pushed me to apply, and that kind of, like you said, put the bug in my ear that I should really give it a chance. It's been incredible so far, and I can only imagine that the second year will be even better. And I can't wait to be the person now that put the bug in everybody's ear to go apply and give it a shot.
Okay, well, we're going to give you another shot after year two. you get a hold of us, or we'll get a hold of you, and after you've completed year two. And we'll have you back on and figure out, we'll give you another opportunity to tell us what happened to wrap up the program and how you're gonna apply that going forward. But Alexis Corman from Bridgeport, our guest, talking about the Nebraska LEAD program. And Alexis, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to call in this morning and relate to folks what you've learned so far, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.